tropical storm warnings for parts of Florida. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. What may become Tropical Storm Alex is getting closer to Florida's west coast, and the National Hurricane Center is issuing tropical storm warning for parts of South and Central Florida. Naples Mayor Teresa Heitman.
The most important thing is that our residents and our visitors and our tourists, our new homeowners here, know that it's not time to panic. Just be prepared. Hunker down.
The tropical storm warning covers areas from the Florida Keys up the west coast to Sarasota and areas between there and the east coast from Fort Lauderdale to Daytona Beach. A man attacked a doctor and two nurses at a Los Angeles hospital yesterday, critically injuring one.
We do not believe he was either looking for anyone in particular or targeting a specific individual.
L.A. Deputy Police Chief Alan Hamilton says police eventually captured the attacker after a five-hour standoff. No names released on the victims or the suspect. We're also waiting on the name of the Navy pilot who died when his or her fighter jet crashed yesterday in the Southern California desert. The FA-18E Super Hornet was based at Naval Air Station, Lemoore. The Pennsylvania candidates for the U.S. Senate are set after former hedge fund CEO David McCormick bowed out.
It's now clear to me, with the recount largely complete, that we have a nominee.
Accepting that a statewide recount wouldn't give him the votes needed, telling a crowd at a Pittsburgh hotel, he called Dr. Oz to congratulate him.
Tonight is really about us all coming together.
Dr. Oz, who is endorsed by former President Trump, says he's tremendously grateful for McCormick's pledge of support in the general election, where he'll go up against Democrat John Fetterman. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
A Republican congressman from New York facing backlash for supporting gun safety measures makes a big decision.
New York's Chris Jacobs said he'd vote to ban the sale of AR-15 semi-automatic rifles following the mass shooting by a white supremacist in Buffalo and the Uvalde, Texas school massacre. But that brought him extreme disfavor within his own party, and now he says he's dropping his reelection bid. Jacobs says his gun stance lost him the support of every elected Republican official who had endorsed him. Previously, he'd earned a 92% rating with the Gun Owners of America group and had been endorsed by the NRA. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
More threats to shoot up schools, this time in New York City and on Long Island. Huntington police arrested a 15-year-old boy yesterday for allegedly making threats against a Long Island middle school. The other threat by a 12-year-old girl led to a school lockdown in Manhattan. The blockbuster Top Gun sequel is creating demand to see the original.
Top Gun Maverick shattered the box office records Memorial Day weekend, bringing nostalgia for the original film to streaming charts. The 1986 film Top Gun soared to the top of the streaming charts this week, according to Real Goods rankings.
I feel the need for speed.
Talk to me, Goose.
The film starring Tom Cruise and Kelly McGillis is streaming on Paramount Plus. It's followed by Obi-Wan Kenobi on Disney Plus, Stranger Things on Netflix, The Lost City also on Paramount. And rounding out the top five, Netflix's The Lincoln Lawyer, Michelle Pulino, Fox News.
And hold that cheese for your popcorn. It may be under recall. Paris Brothers says it is voluntarily recalling some cheese products made on May 4, 5, and 6 because they could be contaminated with Listeria. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.